Well, good morning. This is Mark Rabellini here, and it's January the 31st, 2022, the start of the new year. Never before in my lifetime, when I think back upon my life, have we had such a horrific season that we find ourselves in right now. There's pressure from every side, from politics, from science, from the medical people, from the financial world. Everybody has been disturbed by the coronavirus. There's been household dysfunctionality. There've been massive opportunities to have abuses towards children, youth. And it's just horrific. It's really something that we're going to be addressing in the podcasts that lie ahead. But right now, I'm here to give you the very good news. And of course, as a believer, we have protection and healing that comes from the hand of God. So I'm here to talk to you this morning about Psalm 91. So let's just turn there in our Bibles, if you will, and we'll read this amazing passage of Scripture together. This whole psalm, we'll read it, and then we'll begin to open it up and see how much protection and healing there is for the child of God. So Psalm 91, verse number 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God, and in Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler or the hunter, and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find protection. His faithfulness shall be your shield and your wall, and you will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Verse number 6, nor of the pestilence that pursues in darkness, nor of the destruction that strikes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse number 9. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your tent. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to guard you in all of your ways. They will bear you up in their hands. Lest you strike your foot against a stone. Verse 13. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, there we are, believer. That's where you stand today. Amazing. Awesome. What an incredible place to be standing while everything around seems to be so chaotic, as I mentioned earlier. The plague, the pandemic, all these things are there. Pestilences, terror, wars, rumors of wars, major invasions taking place right now in Eastern Europe, financial tragedy, famine across the world. You know, these are the things that Jesus spoke about. So let's not be disturbed about them. In actual fact, to the believer, these things have to happen. To the one that knows the Word and knows his God and knows where he stands, I'd say that this is the fulfillment of the prophetic word that's taking place on the earth, preparing us for the coming of the Lord. So let's see where we stand as believers today. Amen. Let's start with verse number 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. In 1981, on the 31st of October, when I gave my heart to Jesus in Durban, South Africa, and the Holy Spirit came into my life and the glory of God came and filled me and overtook me, and the blessing of God rested upon me, and my life changed dramatically for the good. And I got delivered from a wayward past life of drug addiction, abuse, self-centeredness, egotisticalness, all that took place, and I got delivered from that. And I walked out of that counseling room and I walked into a new life. That's the experience we're talking about here in Psalm 91. Protection from perilous times is for he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. It's like a salvation experience. It's like a born-again experience. It's like a change of heart experience. For those of you that might not have had such a dramatic encounter with God, I needed to have a dramatic encounter because I was living a wayward, dramatic life. And so God meets you right there where you are. For many of you, you might have come into Christianity because your parents went to church, and but you'll remember there must have been some time, one day, either in children's church, Sunday school, or in a youth meeting, or in a church meeting, or in a men's group, or in a ladies' group, or in a fellowship group, where you said, Jesus, come into my life, I want to serve you. That's the born-again experience right there, where you take him in as your Lord and your Savior. That means you are now in Christ, and he is in you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. If any man be in Christ, any woman be in Christ, any person be in Christ, protection from perilous times belong to that person. We are no longer in the mindset of the world. Romans 8:7, 8, 9 says, the mind that is governed by the flesh is hostile towards God. Those that are born again don't have a hostile mind towards God. The hostile mind does not submit to God's law, nor can it do that. So I'm talking to people today that know where they stand, and if you don't actually fully appreciate where you stand, then this is a day of really reconsidering where you stand, because this psalm is yours. This psalm is available, and you can walk in the blessing of the psalm just by analyzing today and realizing that if you are in Christ and he is in you, you are one with him by the Spirit. He's one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's invited you and I into his family. So we are one with him. What a privilege. What an honor. So let's just boldly move into that today. Let's not be like the church at the Galatians, and that said, where Paul had to write to them in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, and say, are you foolish Galatians? Why have you now gone back to the flesh? Why have you gone back to your carnal ways? Surely you believed at one point in time. What happened to you? Well, you know what happens. Persecution comes in. Trials and tribulations come in. And we begin to start to waver in our thinking. And we have this perilous pandemic that's upon the earth. And we get confused. And we lose connection with our friends, and we lose connection with our church, and it's not there for us anymore like it was. No longer are the house group meetings there, no longer are the friendly meetings that we used to have, and the ladies' fellowships and the men's fellowships. No longer is that comfort package there for us. Do you understand what I'm saying? But let's not forget that he is the comfort package. He alone now wants to give you that comfort, and he wants you to be reassured of your security that you have in his word. And so don't be afraid of the fact that you might not be able to attend the religious meetings that you used to. Draw upon the personal relationship that you have with God today in Jesus and say, yes, you know what? I do feel, and I am dwelling in the shelter of the Most High God. I do feel that he's my refuge and my fortress. And yes, he is my God. and I trust in him. Verse 3, surely he will deliver me from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly pestilence. Well, that's the deadly pestilence we have on the earth right now. COVID-19. So many people fear it. So many people just are absolutely shocked, devastated that this pandemic is upon the face of the earth. It's changed lives. It is a serious thing, obviously, and we need to take it as such. But we also need to understand that we have our protection from it. It is the deadly pestilence that we are protected from. We don't have to have it. It's not part of the life of the believer. And if we do happen to get it, then we are protected. We have the ability of that protection to deliver ourselves and to get the healing power out of the symptoms of the pandemic. Verse 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find protection. There's the protection. What are we protected from? We'll have a look further on at our protections. And his faithfulness will be your shield and your wall. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. Well, depends what part of the world you're living in. If you're living in serious countries today where there is terror, where there is warfare taking place, and I'm thinking of some of those eastern countries, and I'm thinking some of the interior countries in Europe where there's opportunities for nations to infiltrate nations, and you know, there are bombs flying over from Syria to Israel. Afghanistan is having its own personal wars. Syria is within its own war zone right now. You have the Russians beginning to move in to places that are infiltrated by the powers there. You have various other nations in the world imposing terror by night. Well, thank God, when I go to bed at night time and I put my head on the pillow, I'm just going to sleep. I'm moving into the realm of angelic. I'm looking for the floating angels around in my room. You know, I'm looking for the resting place, which I get every night when I go to bed. I'm not concerned by the arrows that fly by the day. The arrows can be sometimes words that people oppose you with, words that people shoot at you like an arrow. Thank God I have the protection in Psalm 91, and I also have the protection of the armor of God. So we don't have to fall prey to those things, nor the pestilence that pursues in darkness, nor the destruction that strikes at noonday. All these things are designed to destroy us. But we are protected in Psalm 91 from these things. So there's healing in that as well. Not only protection, but if you do feel a presence of an attack, as I said earlier on, if you come under some type of symptoms from COVID, there's a God who heals you, Jehovah Rapha. If you get caught somewhere in the crossfire of some type of activity where people, gangsters are shooting at each other, or people are throwing stones at each other, or you get caught up in some type of conflict and you do get injured, then you have that protection that comes upon you. You know, you could be out in the surf, in the water. You could be protected by a shark that bypasses because you have the angels protecting you. You could be protected from storms at sea. There's protection for the believer. Amen. So let's just have a look at what else we have in this psalm. Verse number 8, only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Well, there's a difference between where the believer stands and where the non-believer, worldly, unsaved, unregenerate person stands. God calls it out like it is. The ways of the world are wicked. There's wickedness in the earth today. Plots and plans against the church. Plots and plans against the will of God, the power of God. People plotting to take out Christians in your business world. Sometimes when they hear that you're a Christian, they immediately become aggressive towards you, whether you're in business or whether you make a stand. I'm just following a school right now in Australia that has made a stand against certain behavior patterns within the school that's going to affect the biological issues within the life of the school. And they're concerned about issues relating to things that have been imposed upon them. And, you know, these are things that we have to be careful of. The wicked are going to put things on us. The minute you make up and make a stand for Jesus and come against wickedness, that attacks you. But thank God we have that protection. Thank God we have the protection from these onslaughts. Now, verse number 9, because you've made the Lord God, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling tent. We discussed that earlier on, through the plague, through the virus, through other plagues. If you come from Africa like I do, there's other plagues. There's Ebola. We had that. We had mosquito fevers. We had various other activities that took place within communities where there was less health and hygiene available. You don't often find that in a first world country, but sometimes you find that when you do mission work into third world countries. So for those of you that are out there, you don't have to worry about the plague coming near your tent. Today the plague refers primarily to the pandemic. For he gives his angels charge over you. Verse number 12, they'll bear you up in your hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample under foot. I was looking for the verse, and I want to go back to the verse where it talks about 1,000 may fall at your side. Verse number 7, I seem to have missed that. I wanted to talk about that one. 1,000 may fall, verse number 7. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Well, sometimes when I turn the television on and I listen to the thousands in the country that are struggling with severe medical conditions, and they talk about percentages, you know, I almost want to throw something at the television and tell them to get out of my space, because that's not me. I'm not taking on board the negativity of what's coming out of the television. I don't need to take those stats on board. I'm part of the saved group. I'm part of the protected group. Part of those that have given their life to Jesus, living a secure life, living a sheltered life. I'm not out there living and doing things in areas where these infections get imposed upon me. I'm not out there clubbing. I'm not out there doing stuff that allows these afflictions to come upon you, you know. I'm not abusing alcohol. I'm not abusing drugs. I'm not smoking crack pipes where other people have smoked crack pipes and it goes around in a circle and you pick up infections. I'm not about drinking alcohol and abusing my body where I can be affected by these things. So I'm part of a different culture. When you're born again and you're spirit-filled and you're living for God, you are protected from these things. So when I watch the television and when I listen to the news and I see exactly what is coming upon the earth, I thank God, not proudly so, but through a choice of my lifestyle, which He allows me to have the strength to live, because at the end of the day, I need His strength. So easily I could have been part of that, and I was part of that lifestyle of the addicted life. Of the, oh, I'm so insecure person because, you know, I never had an upbringing and I never had a family. And as sad as that might be, I now have a choice in life to make. And I made that choice at 31 years of age, that I'm going to serve Jesus no longer, that I want to live in that life any further. I wanted to be free from that. And as I moved free of that, I felt that God had this amazing life for me. So I don't need those things to come near my dwelling. When I look at the television and I see, have tests for this done, and you know, you might be part of the 60% of people that are suffering from cancers. You might be part of the 35% of people that have got high blood pressure and you need to be tested for diabetes, and you need to be found to be preparing yourself for whatever pandemic there is coming. And at the end of the day, you can't even go and get tested for that if you want to. Because why? Because the medical industry doesn't offer that to you today. There's no elective surgery for those people. This is a really bad state we're living in. So they put that thing on the television to you to bring fear into your life. And then when you go and have the test done, which is not for the believer, of course, you go and have the test done, And they say, oh, well, you can't really come back right now because we're not attending to these problems. You know, we're full of COVID. Our beds are taken with COVID patients. And so the whole fear cycle goes around. They put that fear on you. And then what do you do with that? Well, I'm suggesting that you go to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You go to a believing community where they lay hands upon the sick. And the protection of God comes to you under Psalm 91. Because that's what's available to you. So where you can't get it in the world today, and where you can't get it for the medical fees that you're paying to whichever medical association you belong to, Psalm 91 gives it to you for free. Hallelujah. Just come along to God's party. Come on, be part of the team of God. Just see what the church is doing. Let's get healing back into the church again. Let's preach of the protection of God's people. So I want to move now into the benefits of Psalm 91 for the next few minutes. I've mentioned so many of them already. Let's have a look at them. There's deliverance from demons and the snare of the devil. Verse number 6, there's deliverance from pestilences. There's deliverance from fear and terror. Verse number 6, there's no destruction for the believer. Verse number 10, there's no evil, no plague. We've dealt with those. Let's have a look at some more benefits. Verse 15, he'll call upon me and I will answer him in prayer. Well, I'll take that any day. He shall call upon me and I will answer him, says the Lord. Answered prayer. Isn't that amazing to know that there's that type of protection, that type of benefit in Psalm 91? Answered prayer. Verse number 15, his presence will be with me. I will be with him in trouble. So should we find ourselves in trouble, he'll be with us. Whatever that trouble might be, whatever we find ourselves to be in, some of us might still be struggling with the new birth experience, not understanding divine healing. Some of us might still be struggling with addictiveness in certain areas and find ourselves in trouble. And today you hear this message, or you go and hear the message of divine health, and you come in and we have these difficulties. These are struggles. He says in Psalm 91, I will be with you. I prayed for a gentleman on the beach today. He had a problem. He had a twisted ankle. And I prayed with him that God would help him. And I felt the anointing power of God come upon him. He's in trouble. He had an accident and he's got a twisted ankle. So I saw him there walking in crutches and I prayed with him. So now I can say clearly to him, God says he'll be with you in trouble. I really felt the anointing upon his life. I really felt the power of God go through me as I prayed with him. He felt something too. So we're looking forward to a great result. I pray regularly. Every day I'm praying with people that are in trouble. 2 weeks ago, there was a lady who had a trouble with a medical diagnosis upon her lungs, the bleeding in the lungs, coughing up blood. I prayed with her and her husband. 3 days later, the bleeding stopped. A week later, the testimony was that she was healed. Prayed with another lady that had a minor heart attack in December. Prayed with her in one of my meetings that I had. God touched her and she got healed. Went for 4 tests. Absolutely nothing wrong with her. I've got a list of 10, 12, 15 people that I'm praying for every day for the divine health of God, because I believe in this. I really believe Psalm 91 is the word of the Lord today. And finally, I want to say in verse 16, with long life, I will satisfy you. I will deliver him, honor him. God will honor you. God will honor you. When I pray for people, I'm not looking for the honor. I'm looking for God to get the honor, and he gets all the glory. But at the end of the day, we do need to get the testimony of divine health back into the church. It's something we've lost. So I'm encouraging you to go out there, lay hands upon the sick. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and they will be healed. He says, with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Well, I'm looking for that long, satisfied life. That's the last and best benefit of Psalm 91. Long life, satisfied life, and show him my salvation, ongoing salvation every day. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Consider these words, read this psalm. Want to encourage you, if you're a believer, to get to one of our meetings. Come along, bring your friends. We're having meetings on the Central Coast. Go to the website and you'll see MikeRabellini Ministries.com, and you'll see where we are, what meetings we're having on the Central Coast, starting in Sydney. We're believing to raise up 300 healing ministers across the nation to touch the sick, because right now a lot of the sick cannot get touched anywhere else. The medical fraternal has dropped them, left them. People sitting outside doctors' waiting rooms, unable to come in. That's not good. God's wanting to touch those people. So let me pray with you. If you have any pain in your body, I encourage you to put your hand on that area of pain. And if you've got more than one place, then just put your hand on your head and let the anointing power of God flood your body right now, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, touching every emotion, every tragedy, every sickness, every disease, healed today in the name of Jesus by the anointed word of the living God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Look forward to seeing you at one of our meetings. God bless. Have a wonderful day.